Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in? 654-7627. We still have lots to go. A couple stories for Ramona. We have Clemson Notre Dame. We have Indiana Oregon. And that is coming your way in just a little bit. Michael, good to have you as always, Michael. Thank you.
Oh, well, how's it going, man?
Hey, Michael, welcome back.
Oh, man, just been working Walt for the new year, man. Yep. There's some good football coming on this weekend, man. I'm really excited for the game tonight, too, man. I think the lines of scrimmage and quarterback play is gonna you know, define who wins the game tonight.
Well, you know, again, these two quarterbacks are likely going to be the number one and two picks in the draft in whatever order they go off, at least to quarterback needy teams. So, you know, those two guys, the two guys who are going to play quarterback tonight are both elite. They're a little different, but they're both elite. I think both teams have elite receivers. So, you know, the distinction in the first game was Indiana's second half defense. When Indiana had the lead and had three linebackers on the field, which is insane, they played the second half with three linebackers on the field with a lead in Outzen. And you would think they would not be able to do that with Oregon trying to throw the ball, but they did. And they physically dominated Oregon in the second half of that game. They held them to like 45 total yards in the second half, which I thought was the single best half of football I saw any team play all year long. You know, I think going into this game, my thought process going into this game was the team that that runs it better will win the game. I have a lot of respect for Oregon's talent. I still believe this. I think talent-wise, of the four final teams, I think Oregon is the most talented. I've thought that going into this playoff, and I still think it. And I think they sort of proved that against Texas Tech. And I also have said that this is the best defense Lanning has ever had. There are no weaknesses on the Oregon defense. The Oregon defense is really good. Last year, they couldn't stop the run. This year, they've stoned the run all year long, which I think has been a big difference. And their secondary is elite. So they've been really hard to execute offense against. And I think it's a tremendous football team. So I think we have a classic tonight. I'm still sticking with Indiana.
Yeah, I think Indiana's the better team. I heard somebody mention the injury list. Like, they have 5 running backs hurt. Like, how is that even possible? Like, why do you need that many running backs? I mean, but they can pick and choose who they want to get. Yeah, I've never heard of this of running backs that long.
Yeah, so that Oregon does, you said?
Yeah.
I'll bet you that Noah Whittington plays. I'll bet he plays. So I'm assuming their starting running back is playing. I don't know whether they've given any later update on that from information I had hours ago, but I'm assuming he's playing.
Yeah. I hope Indiana wins. They deserve it, man. Walt, I'm waiting on Sunday, Walt. I'm waiting on Jacksonville. That's what I'm waiting on. Well, I think it's going to be a good challenge. Josh Allen, he's going to play. He's going to have the Superman tape on, in order. Not saying that he can't, but he's going to have a great game.
Yeah, look, I think going in, Michael, I think Jacksonville is the better team. I think personnel-wise, I think Jacksonville is the better team. And Trevor Lawrence has played well of late. He's no Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen's the best player in the National Football League. But I think Josh Allen's team sort of sucks. I think Cooks is a talented runner, but I think that Buffalo defense, the run defense, is not good. I think their wide receivers aren't good. I think the tight ends are pretty good. But, I mean, I think Buffalo – I just can't believe that Buffalo has not done more to help Josh Allen. I don't know how you can have the receivers they have when you have Josh Allen. It's like they're sort of doing what New England used to do with Brady. Like, let Brady take care of the whole offense. And the dilemma is that their defense isn't great either. So, look, I will certainly not be shocked if Jacksonville wins the game, because I think they actually are the better team. The best player, though, he plays for Buffalo. So that's.
Oh, yeah, I would not argue that. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they say he's still dealing with a foot injury that's been bothering him.
Yeah.
If we can get them to play in the box, we should have a great, great opportunity to advance to the next round.
Yeah. Hey, look, the Jacksonville performance at Denver, I think sort of changed their season, because I think it showed them more than anything else that they could play against a good team and win. And not only did they win, I thought they sort of dominated that game in Denver. And their red zone offense was terrific. I mean, that Denver defense, especially at home, had been elite all year. And Jacksonville sort of did what they wanted in that game. And the Denver defense certainly better than the Buffalo defense this year. So, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of signs point toward Jacksonville, and it's just Josh Allen who might save Buffalo. We'll see.
Yeah, well, hey, either way, I'll call back in Monday, man.
I know, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Good talking to you, as always. Oops, I missed. Let me get to Trey. Trey, how are you, Trey? Good to have you.
Doing well, how are you?
Good, Trey. Thank you for getting in.
So, I got a question for you. Do you think that the this is in regards to Clemson, and thinking about, seeing all the defensive guys coming in, portals, and the fact that we still haven't seen an offensive guy yet, do you think that poor offensive play over the past 3 to 4 years, well, I guess since Tony Elliott left, is that 3 years, 4 years, somewhere around there? Do you think poor offensive play has kind of put a magnifying glass on the defensive side of the ball at Clemson? Because I feel like, a couple games this year, we lost, you know, like a 24-21 game. And the first thing that got brought up, the defense. Well, I feel like Clemson used to – there was a couple games, in, you know, that I remember where we let teams score 40 points on us, but we scored 60 and we still blew them out, you know. So part of me is wondering if – and I understand the defense, the secondary was pretty bad this year. But as a general whole, from the past, just say NIL era – has the bad offensive play put a magnifying glass on the defense and made the defense maybe look a little bit worse than what it truly is, if that makes sense?
Yeah, Trey, it's a good question. I don't think there's an easy answer to it, and I think it's sort of complex. You know, last year, Clemson couldn't stop the run with Wes Miller. Now, I think there were some personnel deficiencies that he got blamed for, but I think that they just couldn't stop the run all year, got trucked all season long. This season, and probably the offense functioned better than it has at any point in the last 3 or 4 years last year, for the most part. This season, I think it was a combination of both. I don't think the offense functioned. I think I said Miller, Wes Goodwin. The offense didn't function at all at the beginning of the year. I mean, completely lost. And then the defense at times was giving up big coverage busts and that went for big play. So it wasn't that they were getting trucked this year. It was a different issue. It's like they sprung a different leak. I think when you heard what Tom Allen said about the need for longer, better athletes, I think he was telling you that he just didn't have the personnel to execute his defense. And you know, one of the signs of that was he basically couldn't play man coverage, you know, and he knew he couldn't because he just didn't have the pieces to do it. And then, quite honestly, I think a lot of guys on that defense this year, they did not seem to play with consistent determination. I mean, it seemed like some of them had a mind's eye on something else. And I don't think you got the best out of them, and I don't think that's an Allen issue. But the offense wasn't good. I mean, it really wasn't good at any point. And Cade was basically bad. You know, you had a wide receiver playing running back who was still learning the position. I think he played well. I think Wesco, when he was healthy, for the most part, played pretty well. T.J. Moore, second half of the season, way better than the first half. But I think his first half was affected by that early season throw, which Cade almost got him killed in. I don't think he trusted the quarterback after that. So, in other words, Trey, I think the answer is there was enough bad to go around on both sides that needed to be fixed. And Clemson's done a really good job, it seems, addressing a lot of the defensive concerns. Thus far, not a really good job addressing the offensive concerns.
Yeah, and my, you know, do you think that I know Dabo has his hands tied in everything, but it almost seems like Dabo has, and over the past couple of years, has had more his hands maybe tied into the offense, maybe a little more in the defensive side of the ball. Do you think that Dabo is at this point is kind of just letting Tom Allen do his thing, and do you think he's gonna let Chad Morris do the same thing, or like do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I think we've already seen that Dabo trusts Tom Allen, and I think that we know from history that he trusts Chad Morris, and whether he ever fully trusted Garrett Riley or not. I mean, I think he let Garrett Riley, for the most part, do his stuff. I think he became disenchanted with Garrett Riley in the second half of the first game when you handed the ball to a running back one single time and your quarterback, who was already struggling, had to play in second and 10 all game instead of second and 7. I think that's where it started. And it felt like Coach Sweeney almost publicly reprimanded him like several times about the run game, and like Garrett just never got it. That's what it felt like to me.
And I think people for some reason, I've seen a lot of Clemson fans kind of, you know, it's kind of 50-50 about the Chad Morris hire, and I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know, Chad Morris every single year he was coaching at Clemson, every season there was more run plays averaged than pass plays as a whole. I know there was some games where he kind of abandoned the run, and, you know, I mean, that happens, but I think what we're going to see with Chad Morris compared to Garrett Riley, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're going to see a lot more downfield and one-on-one matchups, and just kind of letting the athletes go get the ball, you know, and just trusting. You know, like back in the day with Dwayne Allen, I mean, you see that one-on-one on a cornerback and just throw it to his back shoulder. I mean, Taj Boyd made a living throwing back shoulder passes, and we really didn't see that at all from Cade. So I'm kind of excited to see the one-on-one matchups and the deep shots coming back to Clemson, hopefully if he still does that.
Yeah, I think you're all over it, Trey. I mean, his philosophy then was at least one deep shot a quarter. So he wanted at least four a game.
Exactly.
And you know, I remember speaking to him about this. He didn't even really care whether they completed it or not. It wasn't just for the act of throwing it. It was for the act of not letting any defense get comfortable playing you in a 10-yard box so you can execute the rest of what you want to do. You know, so in other words, you keep them honest. You consistently keep them honest, and they can't play you that way. So I think you are going to see that. Now, you know, you see a little two more high safety looks today to take away some of that, but I still think that's going to be a part of his philosophy without question. Hey, Trey, that's an excellent job. You need to call more often. Well done. Thank you, Trey. Yep, thank you. It's really good stuff right there. And so we encourage that. Keep it coming. We have lots to get to. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. You know, by the way, I was reading an article about Wes Miller earlier, and they are not happy with Wes Miller. The funny thing is, the North Carolina people thought that, and I thought too, that Wes Miller would make a great choice for head coach, but they are not happy with Wes as a college basketball coach. I think I said Wes Miller when I said Wes Goodwin. Hey, look, I may not have. I'm not sure. Just sort of like I hear the things I say play back in my head. And I think I did. And let me tell you about Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some of years. You filed. You haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear or fishing for the rest of your life with Henry Winkler. I'd rather be eaten by the bear, quite frankly. Look, the solution's right here in Greenville, the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad. David's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He knows all the options available so you can take your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. With an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind and the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, Lynn McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Hey, Ramona, what did Sankey have to say? What do you say?
I actually think we deserve 7 in. This league is different.
This league is different. I actually think we deserve 7 in. Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you the whole field, see if we can get you to a championship game. Quick break.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks, and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate.
Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend, January 10th and 11th in Pickens at the Market at the Mill Event Center.
Buy, sell, and trade.
Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, bring your guns. Tell your friends it's a Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Congratulations to our women's basketball team as they knocked off the Wolfpack of NC State last night in Little John Coliseum. Final score, 75-65. The win for our women's basketball program over NC State, the first time they've beaten the Wolfpack since January the 6th, 2011. As the Tigers outscored NC State 23-8 in the fourth quarter to post the 10-point victory. It was Rachel Rose having her best game in a Clemson uniform as a transfer from Wofford. 19 points to lead the way for Sean Poppy's ball club. She did that on 8 of 12 shooting, including going 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, and had 8 rebounds in the contest. The women will be back in action Sunday. They'll travel to Atlanta to take on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. That one will tip off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't forget the men's basketball program will be in action tomorrow, as the men will take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Clemson playing some pretty good ball coming off of a really nice win over SMU. We'll see if they can take care of things against the Fighting Irish. Airtime for us on network lines will be at 5:30. Hope you can join myself and Tim Bray for all the action. 6 o'clock tip-off time. As always, go Tigers.
The college football playoff isn't over. Not yet. That epic run, that wild dream, not over till the clock hits zero, till the stadium shakes, till the wild things are let loose, till the trophy is lifted and the confetti falls. This is the national championship. When it's over, you'll feel it. This is the wild world of college football. The CFP National Championship, Monday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
I don't like how folks I love.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Remember, our nice love stories for you. By the way, these stories, when I get to them, are going to be the R-rated versions today. Before I get to any of that, I know people are on hold. I'm coming to you. I'm going to wind up running out of time here. So let me talk for a minute about Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame has no Marcus Burton. There is no point guard on this basketball team without Marcus Burton, okay? They don't have anybody that even really looks or plays like a point guard. All right, they do a good job, though, of driving and kicking and making opposing defenses move. despite not having a true point guard. But there's an advantage there, I think, for Clemson. This is a tough place for Clemson to play. Their best player is the true freshman, Jalen Harrelson. Harrelson was a McDonald's All-American. He is like 6'7 and 220 pounds. He is a difficult matchup. He can create for himself. He can create off the bounce. They will go into him. The Cal game, they started by posting him up and went right into him, and he made a little spin into the lane and scored easily. He's a really talented player who could turn out to be a great player at Notre Dame, assuming he stays there. He has not shot the three well this year. He hasn't even tried. He was 0 for 10 before the last game, but in the last game, he hit several. Now, generally, when you play, at least up until this last game, when you play Harrelson, you want to play off him a step. You want to challenge him to take the perimeter jumper if he wants it. What you don't want is him to drive the ball on you. You know, we'll find out whether anything has changed in that regard, whether he's garnered a little confidence shooting the three. This is a team that has elite freshman players. They had one of the best freshman recruiting classes in the country, depending on rankings, anywhere from like 6 to 9. And so they have talent in that regard. The Kaler kid, Brady Kaler, is a tall, thin lefty. He was really effective against Cal. He can shoot the ball. He will also shoot the three. But the guys they started Harrelson, Logan Imes. That was only the third start for Imes on the year. He's a new starter. They start Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury, obviously the coach's son, has not shot the ball well this year. The way you want to play him is you want to drive him off the three-point line. You want to run him off the line. You want to make him put the ball in the court. He did recently have a better shooting performance, but as a whole, he has not shot the ball or played, I think, like Notre Dame expected him to. But he's dangerous because at any time he can go for 30, and he's a streaky shooter, and he's a very good three-point shooter. But you want to run him off the line. You want to make him put the ball. You want to make him bounce the basketball. Carson Tote is their size. He's 6'8", 250. He is an elite defensive rebounder because you can't move him. He's averaging like 10.5 rebounds a game. Most of those are defensive rebounds. One of the things I wonder about this team is they don't have great length or size on that baseline. And Clemson has a lot of length and size. Even Tote, you know, I don't know what he can stop in the low box. Now, he may be able to body you and maybe body you out of position and knock you out a couple feet further than you feel comfortable, and we'll see whether he can do that without getting in foul trouble. But Clemson has a lot of size and a lot of depth and more length on the baseline than Notre Dame has. And they don't have a lot of size beyond Carson Tote either. The other kid that would worry me is Serta. Serta's coming in off the bench. He is a guy you 100% have to run off the three-point line. He is an absolute pure shooter. I know he's shooting like 37%. I don't care. He has range out to 35 feet. You cannot let him shoot the ball. You can't let him get going, especially at home. You cannot let him shoot the ball. So Notre Dame has some guys that you got to get out on and drive them off of the three-point line. And most notably, Shrewsbury and Serta. You cannot let those guys take threes. You got to get out and make them put the ball on the ground, make them put the ball on the court, run them off the three-point line. Harrelson's sort of the opposite, at least initially. You want to play a little bit off him and see if he's willing to take those threes, if he can hit them. You know, if he hits one or two, then you're going to have to guard him out there, and then he becomes a bigger problem because he is an elite talent. When I look at this basketball team, and look, so much of what's true in basketball stays true. You know, for example, Kwok mentioned earlier, Clemson wins at Pitt every time. They do. He's right, 100% right. And Notre Dame has been a bit of a
a problem place for Clemson basketball. And that's still true. When I look at this team, though, and the makeup of this team right now, I just can't see how they're beating Clemson. You know, when Kwok and Ben were talking about the line on the game and they posed that question, my first thought was Clemson should be six. And I think that feels about right to me. I know about the issues Clemson has had at Notre Dame, but I just think Clemson's playing too well and has too much talent right now and too much baseline size and too much baseline length for this basketball team. And again, Carson Toad is no threat offensively. He scores like 5-6 points a game. They don't have any big who's a threat offensively. You know, to an extent, they sort of invert, and they're going to let Jalen Harrelson go to work on the block. It'll be interesting to see who Clemson puts on Harrelson initially. And maybe there's a – I would think that Waleen would draw that assignment initially and maybe later Butta Johnson. That'd be my guess. But again, this is not a team that has a true point guard. There's no Boopy Miller here. There's no guy who's got quickness or is an assist guy or is a drive and penetrate guy. There isn't a guy like that on this team. And therefore, I think Clemson can guard this team. I don't think you have that threat. And that may even allow the point guards to help out in other places. Again, the two shooters you can't leave Shrewsbury and you can't leave Serta coming in off the bench. Those are the two guys I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave Kaler either, the tall, thin lefty. He's a freshman. I would not leave him because his shot looks pretty good, and he's been playing better of late. But I don't know, unless the building is just the house of horrors, I think Clemson beats this team, maybe beats them by double digits. I think Clemson's better. And you know, again, sometimes those things ring true, sometimes they stay true, but I don't think Notre Dame has enough without Burton. I mean, I think it would take some incredible game from Harrelson. I think Clemson's got guys who can defend him. I mean, he's very gifted, but I think the Tigers have multiple bodies they can throw at him. And multiple guys that can defend him. And again, Waleen, if he's healthy, I think Butta Johnson. Harrelson might have a little bit of a size advantage on Butta Johnson, but he wouldn't on Waleen. I would think those would be the matchups on him. We shall see. But again, I think driving the shooters off the three-point line, because I don't think either one of them are great off the bounce. I don't think Shrewsbury is great off the bounce. Cal drove him off the three-point line a few times. He drove to the rim and missed several driving layups. Now, he's been a little more aggressive in trying to do some other things, but I still think that's how you have to approach this team. And they're going to play primarily man coverage. They will do a lot of free switching. You're not going to see them on the outside fighting over screens. They're going to do a lot of free switching. But I think the difference in this game will be that Clemson has point guards. Notre Dame does not have a point guard right now. And I think the other difference is going to be Clemson's length and ability on the baseline, which I just don't think Notre Dame can match. So that's where I am. Looper! How are you, Looper?
Yeah, it's not well. Like I said, it's Notre Dame and it's up there, you know. I give them a 70%, but here lately, like in the SMU game, I mean, about the whole second half, SMU made some shots, but they got 23 points off the foul line in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't make many. That's the only thing that kept them in the game. I mean, we were making kind of some stupid fouls, but got to cut them fouls down. But,
yep, got to guard without fouling.
Well, Some of them I watched during the game when somebody was trying to done got by them. They was trying to be in parallel with them and trying to eat them out, but that's a foul every time. Just can't let them. But Poppy won another last night.
Yep. NC State.
Rachel Rose, I mean, she went off for 19, yep. 8 rebounds.
Yep. Pretty impressive.
Girl, she was at Wofford, and She had 16 at Virginia. Hit like three games. She's now averaging 17 points. They ran her at the point, put more at the other guard. I mean, that got her more, got like 12 or 13 assists. I mean, it's working out pretty good. Them transfers, the one from Georgia Tech, averaging like 43% from the three-point line.
Yep.
I mean, she's going to get her 12 or 13. Sometimes she's gone off without 20, hitting them threes. I mean, I reckon, you know, if we played Georgia Tech last year, it showed how smart it was. Hey, I got to get that woman. She can hit threes. But, yeah, there's an Amber Alert out for a Swakio from Southeastern. You ain't heard nothing from him. Checkio, whatever you want to call him. There's an Amber Alert out for him. Herbie Street and Arnhem, you don't hear nothing, boy. It's just like a pin dropping.
Yep.
You can hear a pin drop.
Yep. Yep. All the SEC propaganda has gone away.
Yeah, it's always been a shambles. But, I mean, when how long are they going to put up with DeBoreo down there in Alabama?
DeBoreo. Yeah, I don't know.
Ain't it? It's something. It's unbelievable. So, tonight, my only team left in my little bracket thing for the off ESPN is Indiana. I had them going all the way, so we got to see what it is. Yeah, Miami last night, I mean, they played sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, they played like a C game. And, boy, you ought to heard them on that Southeastern Conference. Went over there to listen to their little show after the game. They gave heart. They was in there. We was out. We were just plays away, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just take it off. Yeah, Beamer, you going to win that national title next year?
Thank you, Looper. Looper gets a shot at Beamer, last thing. GL, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group final sale of the year. It's on. They've saved the best for last. I don't know if they'll be extending this or not right now. As far as I know, you have today and tomorrow, okay? As far as I know right now, you have today and tomorrow, unless Ramona has any update. So I would get there. It may be, I don't know if it's too late today or not, but you can definitely get there tomorrow. I would do that and not miss your opportunity. It's Lake Kiwi Auto Group's final sale of the year. They've saved the best for last. Hurry in for the most amazing selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. With discounts this big, these vehicles are going fast. Big news. Like Kiwi Ford, like Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams, year-end sale is on, and they've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks, discount up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving 10 grand on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. Not sure which you want? At Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them both. Do a side-by-side comparison. See which truck you like the best. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock, so you can test drive those too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate, and they're all clearance priced for this massive year-end sale. Financing is easy regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved. So hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, GL. I'm sorry, Ramona. What did Sankey say about how many teams?
I actually think we deserve seven.
Seven? How many? I'm sorry, Commissioner. How many do you deserve?
I actually think we deserve seven.
Why do you deserve seven?
This league is different.
In what way? So, I'm sorry.
It just means more.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it just means more. Quick break.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles, Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman.
proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. And when it's time to look for an engagement or wedding ring, count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where joy comes out of the blue.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, or reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? If arthritis pain is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help. Their advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. No drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain. Call OrthoLaser today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset, keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline. Good times never.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Let me get to GL. GL, how are you, GL? Appreciate you hanging in there.
I'm doing great, Walt. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, good to have you back.
Yeah, I want to ask you a quick. I want to ask you a couple quick questions. Yeah. If Morris was there, do you think he'd win at the Woods at quarterback?
Wait, what? If say it again.
If Morris was the OC, when Cutter Woods was available in high school, do you think Morris would have won after?
Yes, I do.
Oh, Garrett Riley didn't know what quarterback was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there was a lot of love for Cade Klubnik, and I guess for everybody behind Cade Klubnik.
Yeah. But he's got a brother that'll be coming out in about 3 years.
you got any in diapers there, GL? Any in diapers down the line you're already looking at?
No, he's the last one.
All right.
He threw for about 2,400 yards this past year.
All right. I'll be looking for that, GL.
As a freshman.
All right. I'll be looking for that.
Well, let me ask you one more thing. Boston, Jamal Boston, who went into the portal from North Carolina State, where did he wind up going?
I don't know if I saw that.
The Clemson show could have used him.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that. The only guys I saw from NC State that I remember where they transferred is Hollywood Smothers transferred to Alabama, and the Peak kid, the left tackle, transferred to South Carolina.
Yeah, well, he was a wide receiver that was not used. That was there 2 years and was not used.
Yeah,
this kid can catch.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, he could catch. How long is Morris going to be there? Excellent.
That's a good question. It's almost impossible to say. I mean, I think a lot depends on next year, you know, and this coming season. I mean, if you're going to stay status quo primarily on offense, if the offense works next year, then everybody will be happy. If it doesn't work, then there's going to be a lot more explaining to do just all the way around. Yeah. So,
because Lord knows, for him to know what he's supposed, for the last one to know what he's supposed to be doing, he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, Clemson's trying to upgrade that offense some. They've made some plays for some offensive linemen. Haven't hit those yet, at least none that I've seen. I hear that they're in the mix for a couple of running backs. I mean, they're only going to take one. Yeah, I think you need another running back. I think you need to add to that offensive line, particularly if Vezina is the plan. Then I think you need some complementary pieces. I do not think the offense is adequate as it sits.
What year is he?
Who, Vezina?
Yeah.
He's going to be going into his fourth year.
So he's going to be a senior.
I guess in theory, yeah.
I mean, they got to do something. I mean, good Lord. They look pitiful.
Yeah, I mean, the offense did not consistently function in any way. I think there's a lot of optimism, but I just think you still need pieces there. I don't think it's just the defense that needs pieces. I think the offense needs pieces too. I love all the moves that have been made with Tom Allen and the defense. I just think you need to do more on offense.
But the defense was supposed to have the pieces.
Yeah, well, they were, but they didn't. And the secondary was an abomination. Couldn't play man coverage at all.
You're playing the 4-2-5.
Right, but some of those dudes did not, I don't know. I didn't see great effort all the time from some of those players.
They didn't have a clue where they were going.
Right, I think it was time that some of them move on. And so now you get a fresh start with a bunch of motivated guys and guys who are sort of handpicked by Tom Allen. And I think Clemson's going to be more athletic defensively and longer defensively, which is going to be good.
Because if you're going to play the 4-2-5, you got to be athletic in that defense.
Yeah, you got to have you got to have
some gazelles, and you got to have some people who want to hit people.
Yep, 100%. 100%.
I mean, that defense is dangerous. Yep. But if you ain't got people to play it, you just wasting time.
Yep. All right, GL, man, you keep track of those 12-year-olds for me.
He ain't 12. He ain't 12. 15.
I'll see you, GL.
Later.
Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. And for Wild Card Weekend, Underdog is adding a gimme pick on a quarterback your choice from any of the Wild Card games to get started. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick with your favorite players. Will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Now, I gave Robert a couple tips on playing guards, rebound totals that have worked out very well for him. I would watch for that. I don't have an NBA play yet tonight, but I will because I always do. I've given you some NFL plays, and I gave you the NCAA play last night and all more. But I would NBA is one of my favorite things to play on Underdog, especially because you can get in on live in-game action. I love live in-game action NBA. There's nothing better. You have a feel for how the game is going. You have to act fast, but I love to steer, so it's my favorite thing. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Take advantage of that. That's promo code ROADRAGE, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Tennessee Tiger, I'm trying to come to you in a minute. Before we do that, Ramona, we have to get to some to this game tonight. Oregon, Indiana. I really believed that this was your national championship game. When this playoff field unveiled itself, I thought this was it. I still sort of do. I still believe this. I think the most talented team in America is Oregon. And I think it makes sense when you understand what they have paid for their roster. Because allegedly, they've paid over $250,000 a man. That's way more than anybody else. And I think they've assembled a really talented roster. You have a physical, dominant offensive line. The center is a great player. The defensive line has been tremendous. They have not allowed the run all year long. This is a team that last year got trucked repeatedly. They brought in Bear Alexander and others. Bear Alexander never played well anywhere until he got here. He has been a run stuffer extraordinaire for them. He's an immovable object. No one has run on Oregon this year. Last year, you go back to the Penn State-Oregon game of a year ago, Penn State averaged 10 yards a carry against them. No one's run the ball on Oregon all year. They're a very difficult team to run the ball against. Texas Tech could not run it with much success at all. Now, Indiana's a different animal for a lot of reasons. Indiana's going to use multiple running backs. They're going to stick to the run. Mendoza will give you some run yards as well. As a part of that running attack, and Indiana will commit to it. Indiana will not back away from the run. If they don't have success at first, they're going to keep doing it because they know the game is won over four quarters of football. So that's one thing to look for. But this is Lanning's best defense, without question. This defense really does not have any holes. I think as a whole, the defense is elite. The DBs are elite. They're great in coverage. There just isn't really a discernible Oregon weakness on defense. And this is the first time I've been able to say that about a Lanning defense at Oregon. All the other Lanning defenses so far have had significant holes. Even if they've had talent, they've had significant holes. This one doesn't. So this is a different test.
And I think it puts a little bit of a limit on this game. This defense is way better than, say, Alabama's defense was. So that's more of a challenge. Obviously, from an offensive standpoint, Oregon has weapons. I'm assuming Whittington plays. I don't know if they've given any update on the broadcast on that, but I'm assuming he plays. Oregon has talented, athletic wide receivers. The receiving core has gotten healthier of late. Dante Moore has a chance to be the number one pick in the draft. He's an elite thrower of the football. I do think, like any quarterback, and he's still young, I think you can affect him if you can pressure him. You know, keep in mind that when these two teams played the last time, Indiana had their best defensive lineman, who they don't have now. They lost their tackles for loss leader on the season, and that's a changed element of this football game. Another change, though, is that this game isn't at Autzen. This game is on a neutral site that may actually favor Indiana in terms of what I'm reading and seeing about the crowd makeup. I don't know. I think this, though. I think Indiana is the most fundamentally sound football team in America. They are not without talent. They have talent. I think Oregon has more talent, but I think Indiana is so well coached. You know, defensively, Haynes does a brilliant job. Their linebackers are athletic. They get great drops in that zone coverage. They do not have to take linebackers off the field. That is an enormous advantage that almost nobody else in the country can claim. Again, the first game at Oregon, at Autzen, they played three linebackers in the second half on the road at Autzen with a lead. They never went to a nickel look in the second half at all. They just stuck with that, and Oregon could not deal with it. Again, you know, because of the drops these linebackers get, it makes you be very precise as a quarterback. Sayan struggled against it when they faced Indiana. Now, here you have a situation where Moore's going to get a second chance at this defense, so maybe he's learned something from the first go-round. But these linebackers get great jobs. Great drops in coverage. They make it very difficult, Fisher and company, they make it very difficult for you to layer the ball over them. You have to be really precise. Otherwise, they get their hands on it and turns into turnovers. But this team is so well coached on both sides of the ball. They just don't make mistakes. They don't do stupid things. You don't see a million tricks from them. You get a lot of basic football, and basic football, they wear you down. And what happens is, in almost every game they play, they wear their opponent down, and they begin to assume control of the game in the second half of the football game. And that's been true all year long, and I think it will wind up being true tonight. I think Dan Lanning has some Lane Kiffin in him. I think he'll make several coaching mistakes tonight, and I think Indiana will take advantage of those mistakes. I just think Lanning has a stupid gene in him, and I think that'll happen. I think Indiana winds up taking care of business, and they'll move on to play Miami. We're done. I'm sorry, Tennessee Tiger. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Ohio. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan Cohen.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson.